Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
You don't need me to tell you that this kind of behaviour is frowned upon, Keith.
Listen,
Nick.
Nick, of course.
You can go with Nick the Prick if that makes things easier.
It's fine. I know what Cameron did is wrong, yeah? I know that, but he's been under enormous stress recently.
Stress? This is how he deals with stress?
No, he's a little homesick, and I just think the club could be doing a little bit more to help him.
Homesick? He's from North London, not the North Pole.
He's still away from home in a new environment. You must see that.
No, what I can see is that young Cameron here has been masturbating in the showers on a consistent basis. He's been warned about it.
We all do strange things under stress.
And you blame this on homesickness?
Without any doubt.
So he's turned on by homesickness?
Nick.
He's homesickness sexual.
This hasn't been easy on him.
Well, I'm going to make this a lot easier
on
him.
Don't do this.
Put it this way. From now on, he can wank himself stupid in his own shower, at home. Problem solved. Homesickness cured. Sexual urges satisfied. Now that's a win-win.
How? That's a lose-lose.
No, city away and live at home is a lose-lose.
I'm telling you, this is a lose-lose.
It's a wank-wank is what it is.
So you're going to release him from his contract, just like that?
I think we've spoken enough about his release, but yes, we will be relieving him of his responsibilities with the club.
But why is Cameron being singled out? Three of them have been caught doing this. Three.
No, three of them? No way, Jose.
Exactly, Danny and Jose were caught as well. Are they going to be let go?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Well, why not?
With Danny and Jose, they're largely considered to be worth keeping hold of, worth keeping a firm grip on.
Right.
Whereas Cameron is considered to be, well, a bit wank.
This is outrageous. This is totally unfair. Everyone should be treated the same.
He's just a shit player, Keith, and he keeps wanking in the showers.
He's homesick.
Look, it was going to happen. We're going to have to let him go. I don't know how he got the contract with the club in the first place. Maybe he won it in a raffle or something.
Oh, it's all right, Cameron, mate. It's all right. He's 14 years old, Nick. How can you treat a boy like this?
Look, this is football. It's brutal. You should know that, Keith. You've been released from enough clubs. Maybe it runs in the genes.
You regret this, you know. I know a lot of people in the
Well,
games.
Guess what, Keith? So do I.
Don't you worry, Cameron. We'll get you into a club that'll treat you a little more respect and actually recognise your talent.
Oh, by all means, give it a go. Tell them you're George Weir's cousin.
You're sick, Nick.
Right, Cameron, wait outside. Have a juice whilst I have a word with Dr. Seuss. Keith.
What?
His school. Does it have a B team?
Yeah.
Well, look. If it has a B team, then they just may consider making a C team. Then Cameron will pay for that.
Oh, you're a disgraceful bastard. You know that?
No, it's my Twitter bio.
This club is disgusting. It's poison. The way you treat these kids, you should be ashamed of yourselves.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
You were a shit player, Nick. And you're an even shitter person.
Excellent punditry. Superb analysis. Monday night football stuff. Now, would you like me to fuck you off, or are you happy to fuck yourself off? Don't forget to sign yourself out of the building.
Sign myself out of the building?
Yeah, security measures. Wouldn't want anyone breaking in and stealing what little talent your son has.
Is this because of the Coventry game?
The what? Sorry?
I played for Coventry when we played. You were at Palace. And I left a bit on you. Remember, you went off at half-time.
Wow. I've just remembered that.
Yeah? Come flooding back, has it?
Yeah, I remember when I was at Crystal Palace. Wow, I haven't thought of that for a long time. Goodness, I'm getting all homesick just thinking about it.
Oh, fucking disgrace. That Nick the Prick stuff is a fucking understatement. Disgrace! Come on, Cameron.
See you later, masturbator.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a five-year policy of advancements they call the offensive. It's match day 11, and Ashwood City are en route to Newcastle via train. With the current form and media interest surrounding the club, coupled with an ongoing FA investigation, the new head of ethics Benedict Rice, chief executive Patrick Nolan, and the vice head of football operations Nick Bernardi are also on board the train as a gesture of solidarity.
Who the fuck dreamt this up? Since when does the chief exec get on the train with the playing squad? In fact, when does the chief exec get on a train?
Well, we lose at home to Cardiff.
No, seriously though, it looks desperate.
Desperate? How? We're all going to the same game. What's the problem with going up together?
You're not carpooling on the way to a wedding.
Yeah, in this case, it is probably more like a funeral.
You know it's desperate when the hated figure from the board starts showing up in and around players.
But we're trying to show a united front.
I suggest this.
Might be a good idea for Patrick to be seen with the squad, to be seen as if he's actively keeping an eye on
us. Yeah, of course you came up with this, didn't you? Fucking Princess Diana here.
Sorry, I don't understand.
The Queen of Farts. You're the wettest weekend since, well, Newcastle away.
No, this is good PR,
no,
surely.
It's bad PR. It's QPR.
But it shows a real hands-on approach. It shows you really mean business. No larking about.
Oh, lark at him. PR stands for prick.
Absolutely nothing desperate about a chief executive taking on a hands-on view of the team. This is very much business as usual, just in a slightly more hands-on sort of way. You know, as in the hands are very much, you know, quite firm.
Okay, yeah, we get it, Benedict.
It's fucking business as unusual. It's all for show. It's some blue sky thinking fucking Brother Teresa over here has come up with.
Oh, I'm Brother Teresa, am I? So I suspend Woody and you replace him with his evil twin.
Fuck me, I'm the evil
Nick
one.
And Woody were once a single worm, but when you cut that worm in half, it becomes two people. Two beautiful people.
Exactly. So you know Woody, then?
Of course I do. He gave me my big break. You can still see the scar there.
Oh, good. So the pot has met the kettle.
Which one am I?
Look, Benedict, this is football, yeah? This is how people communicate. You're not a Google now, or Save the Children, or wherever the hell you came from.
See, I've never worked for Google.
Do you know anything about football?
Yes, yes, of course. A keen follower.
A keen follower?
Yes.
Well, how keen? Robbie Keane? Roy Keane or Steve Keane? And Steve's pretty bloody keen, let me tell you that.
Excuse me?
Not a fucking clue.
Look, football is a simple game.
Yeah, not that simple. We can't work out how to win.
The team that scores the most goals will usually win the game.
Usually, unless the game is won on away goal.
Ah, of course. Yes, the away day rule, of course.
You don't know football from this crisp packet.
I'm here to correct the culture. It's your job to correct the football. How's that going, may I ask?
Oh, low blow.
The football has been going down like a sack of cold piss, but it's the same football that is currently paying for your weekend yoga retreats in the Cotswolds.
Right. First of all, it's a wellness centre, not a yoga retreat. And second of all, it's in Sussex.
So, if you like football so much, who do you support?
Ashwood City.
Oh, fuck off, Benedict. No one actually supports Ashwood City.
Well, you get 39,000 fans every week.
Yeah, have you seen them? Have you listened to them? You call that support?
Interesting point.
No, who did you support as a kid?
Well, England, I suppose.
Oh, fuck off.
Okay, then, Sheffield United.
Huh. Didn't expect you to say that.
Sheffield United?
That's right.
Why? Because you fancy Sean Bean?
No, because my grandfather supported them, and he took me to a game. Once.
If I was a blade, I'd cut myself.
That's a horrible thing to say.
Speaking of horrible, where's the Queen of the Underworld?
Queen of the Underworld?
He means Jess.
Right.
She's having the weekend off. She had a stressful week.
Are you joking?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. It's the opener for my new act. What do you think? No, I'm not fucking joking.
She's off with stress.
She's off binge-watching Making a Murderer, and I have been strictly told not to contact her, all right?
This is a Virgin Train service to Newcastle Central. The next stop is Peterborough, and Patrick Nolan is an absolute bellend.
Excuse me?
What was that just then? Did that actually happen?
What? The next stop is Peterborough.
Did Virgin Trains just call me a bellend?
I think you're imagining things, mate. You're finally going mad.
No, I swear, they just called me a bellend.
They definitely called you a bellend.
I'm not dreaming that up, am I?
How bloody unprofessional are Virgin Trains, though? I might tweet them.
Oh, scary. That's how you deal with issues, is it? A tweet?
I think they should be publicly shown. They can't be calling paying customers nasty names, can they?
I get the feeling it probably wasn't someone who works for Virgin Trains.
Well, how did they get to the tannoy?
Why are you so naive and so annoyingly nice?
Well, it's nice to be nice.
Nice guys finish last.
Not true. Nice guys finish 15th.
Chris, you...
Bingo.
Yeah.
Now, Patrick, you're just as bad as them. Don't lower yourself to their level.
Look, you're not my therapist or my mum.
Well, obviously not.
Virgin Trains called me a bellend.
I honestly only heard Peterborough.
Benedict, are there any public on this train? I thought we booked most of it.
You bought a fucking train.
Well, it's half private.
Half? What do you mean half?
Well, private trains aren't cheap, and you'd be surprised how difficult they are to arrange.
Yeah, private trains aren't a thing, Benedict, but people know I'm on here. This is bad.
Do you want me to go and speak?
God, this is yet another humiliation.
What was the other humiliation?
Cardiff.
Oh, that's way worse than this. Way, way, way worse.
Do you think Jess should know about this?
Knowing her, she's probably bugged the train, knows everything.
Really?
Yes, really.
Patrick, will she be upset with us?
Look, unless we get accused of murdering Teresa Holbach, she won't know anything for another 48 hours.
Right, understood.
A bellend.
It's all in your head, you psychopath.
I'm the psychopath. How would anyone know I'm on this train anyway?
I tweeted it. Oh. Well, we need to be seen to be keeping an eye on things. It's all good PR.
I'm a bellend. The train just told me. I just got called a bellend by a train.
So what are you saying? An Ashwood fan has got on the tannoy?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
You're absolutely mental, mate. Hearing voices.
No, I heard it too. It did happen.
Of course fucking Steve Nobbs heard it.
This is far from ideal. What if the fans storm the carriage?
That won't happen. I've booked the back three carriages exclusively for Ashwood City, and we have security placed in every carriage.
Oh, I feel like Steven Seagal in Under Siege.
Oh, what a film.
Patrick, you're perfectly safe, and I'm sure it's not the first time you've been called a rude name.
Why did you make me think I was getting on a private train? Why did I believe you?
Because I knew you'd never agree to it otherwise.
Right, so you are a cunning little prick like the rest of us then. Great, another prick in the haystack.
Not much hay left in there.
I'm just trying to do my job.
And that was an example of you using the dark arts. The beautiful game has got to you.
It's not the culture, it's the club and certain individuals. You're the worst of a bad bunch.
Oh, come on, remember Bernie Eccleston and Flavio Briatore?
Ah, yes, the grand pricks.
Whatever, I'm usually a little more transparent, so I apologise.
2 weeks into football and you're already corrupt. One day, Benedict, if you really work hard, a train will call you a bellend.
You just said it didn't happen.
I said I didn't hear it. I hope it did happen.
Oh, Nick. Why would you say that?
If it did happen, that's funny. But I don't think it did. I would have noticed that.
Let's try and move on from this unsavoury matter and use this time to discuss the FA's investigation into the club.
From one unsavoury matter to another. Oh, for fuck's sake, what now?
Deep breaths.
I want to get off this train, especially if it's riddled with Ashwood fans.
We're probably just stopping at a red signal. Sure, we'll be on our way shortly.
Oh, don't give me a fucking breezy, happy-go-lucky outlook.
Well, I'm sorry if my positive nature offends you.
You should be fucking sorry. An apology not accepted.
This is boring. Where's the woman with the trolley?
Excuse me?
The trolley lady person.
And what makes you so certain it's a woman, Nick?
I don't know. I just want some tea and biscuits.
Sorry for the delay to your service. Due to an intruder on the tracks further ahead, we've had to stop. We should hopefully be back on the move shortly. Sorry for any inconvenience to you.
Better to Ashwood fan on the tracks.
It should also be noted that Patrick Nolan touches children.
Ah, now I did hear that.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
What's all this?
A couple of liveners for the journey.
Liveners?
Yeah, got off the trolley dolly.
Nick.
What?
Don't say trolley dolly.
You sound like him now.
No, I don't. I sound like your boss. Don't say trolley dolly. It's 2018. Benedict's asleep and I don't want to be stuck with 50 Shades of Andy Gray.
Understood. Bit of Dutch courage, take the edge off.
Oh, I don't think we need any more Dutch courage after our reserve goalkeeper's antic.
Oh, Timmy Reaper, the Grim Reaper. Couldn't catch a cold, bless him.
Couldn't catch a cold, a fish, or a cross into the box, but made a good job of catching herpes.
Look, we've all done it. This will blow over.
Don't say blow.
Want a tinny?
A tinny? What, are we in the park, behind the bike sheds?
What, are you scared? Have a tinny, you'll do you good.
I'm a chief executive. I can't be seen to be drinking cheap lager on public transport.
Might indeed to the fan.
Oh, I think we've been still for about 45 minutes now.
45 minutes? We're normally 4-0 down by now.
Hilarious.
You, seen all the other stuff that's come out about Kieran?
No, I'm just ignoring it all now. Everyone's just jumping on the bandwagon.
Believe it was a yacht, not a bandwagon.
When is this bandwagon going to get moving anyway?
Look at Sleeping Beauty over there.
Where?
Right there, Benedict Cumberbollocks.
Leave him alone.
I thought we didn't like him.
We don't, but the ownership do.
They like him?
Yeah, too much.
What does that mean?
It means I've got someone looking over my shoulder every 2 minutes and they need to take care of him.
Is this ready train moving yet?
You're grumpy after your nap.
Sorry, I'm not good first thing in the morning.
Good job at 6:45 in the evening, then.
God, is it really? Goodness, time flies.
Yeah, when you're sleeping.
Benny, how long until we get our club captain back?
Yeah, and our sporting director.
I can fill those shoes.
Wouldn't advise it, I think he's pissed in them.
Well, the club captain will remain on leave for the foreseeable future.
Oh, come on, he's entitled to let his hair down.
Let his hair down? He's Rapunzel, God's sake, try thinking before you speak, Nick.
Hey now.
What?
You've just been a bit of a twat then, that's all.
I wasn't being a twat.
Yes, you were. You shouted.
I didn't shout. I'm just flustered, and I don't appreciate the questioning.
It was a bit rude, Benedict.
Exactly. Twattish behaviour, I thought. And I can recognise twattish behaviour. I've got a major in twat. I went to the University of Twatshire. Got a 2-1.
I wasn't being a twat.
Yes, you were. Look, let me check the VAR. Yep,
good
there you are.
Me.
Look at this from this angle. God. There's you, being a twat.
Will this train have a bloody move?
Nick, we'll need to have a discussion about your role with the playing staff.
We do?
Yeah, I've spoken to Felix, and he feels he needs to make a statement bringing some youngsters. Shit up the first team a bit.
Oh, I can shit them up.
I don't doubt that. It just needs to be effective. No more half measures.
I do feel for Mr. Grosjean, you know. It can't be easy, can it?
What can't? Being paid £3.5 million a year?
No, following on after Dan Watson.
Where did you hear that name?
What, Dan Watson?
Don't fucking say it aloud.
Why not?
Because if you say his name, he becomes real.
He is real.
Is he?
Well, this is what I mean. For Felix, he's very much haunting the role, isn't he? Very much the spectre at the feast.
Yeah, well, I didn't invite Jonathan Spectre to this particular feast.
But all this business that all the fans, they want to get Dan Watson on a £50 note.
Dan Watson? I thought it was Harry Maguire on a fucking unicorn. Why is it Dan I forgot what I was even talking about now. Thank you, Benedict.
You were asking me to save your club.
Yeah, right. Okay, so the players. We need to bring back a spark, an impetus.
Look, the players are like an old TV remote. The batteries are in there. You've just got to give them a big fucking whack.
Okay, you may need to run that by the PFA first.
I was thinking, how about get those newspaper cuttings, put them up in the dressing room.
Explain yourself.
Negativity, burden, shame, all that shit. Them against us. Go and prove yourselves.
Interesting.
You will do absolutely nothing of the sort in the slightest.
Why?
Because it, first and foremost, it's utterly insane. And secondly, I'm getting inspirational quotes on the walls throughout the training ground and the home team quarters of the ground.
Why?
To try, quite possibly in vain, but to try and manifest some positive vibes around the place.
I've got an inspirational quote for you.
Oh, well, let me guess. Does it go along the lines of fuck off Benedict?
How did you... That's actually really clever.
This is like being back at school.
What was it like at Hogwarts?
Rectifying the culture of this club and keeping these players' libidos in check has been a real eye-opener.
Who says libido these days? Living libido local.
Benedict, stop trying to fix the system overnight. This will be a long process, okay? AS Roma wasn't built in a day.
It's all the riddles as well. Nobody speaks English. It's like I'm having a train journey with bloody Gollum.
Oh, I'm much worse than Gollum. I'm that... The big-eyed fella, you know, the angry shard. What's his name?
Sauron.
Yeah, I'm Sauron.
Exactly, that's the problem. The juvenile attitude comes from the top and it drips down like a horrible, like a filter coffee.
Look, we talk in riddles, but you insist on analogies. We all have our flaws, mate.
No, you have flaws, I have goals and objectives.
I'm going to refer back to Nick's inspirational quote. Fuck off, Benedict.
Hello, evening, everyone, and a very warm welcome to the Ashwood City squad who are joining us today. Bit of a delay here. We've had someone on the tracks just ahead of us earlier today, but that all appears to be sorted now.
Oh, thank fuck for that.
But unfortunately, we've encountered another issue, just some crowd trouble is causing some problems at Newcastle Central, and we aren't currently able to dock the train, and we'll remain here until it is deemed safe to progress with your journey. Apologies for any inconveniences this has caused to your travels. Patrick Nolan is the biggest wanker known to man.
Right, that's it. I am talking to someone.
Just leave it. Free speech.
It's unacceptable. I'm going to tweet Virgin about this right now.
Okay, what's that going to do? A fucking tweet from one Virgin to another?
Patrick, I want you to remain calm. I'm going to speak to the manager and explain to him that this is not acceptable.
Or her.
Sorry?
Manager could be a woman.
Right. Right, of course. Anyway, back in a jiffy. Oh, hello. Everything all right? Well, I'll take that for you, if you don't mind. Yeah? Yeah, one strong arm there. I'll take that for you.
Fucking hypocrite.
Where are you going? To the toilets or the...
This isn't good, you know.
What?
This train.
For the players, you mean?
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing. We were supposed to be at the hotel 3 hours ago. We're not going to get there till midnight.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus can't save us now. Gabriel Jesus, maybe. Online.
The thing is, this will all be perceived as my fault. I took the team to Newcastle. The fans blockade the tracks and vandalise the station. And now the players can't get their rest. Then... Well... Then, you know...
Why?
We lose to Newcastle.
Hey.
We might.
Hey. Now that's enough. Don't talk crazy.
What is it? Is it crazy?
Hey, look at me.
No.
Look at me, Patrick.
Oh, God, what?
We may be shit. We may be in a crisis, but we are not that shit.
I know.
You have to believe that, Patrick.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking.
It's all right. It's stressful. Which is why you need me, right?
Oh, I need you, do I?
Yeah, I've got your back. I'll get the players responding to Felix. I'll make sure he has all the resources he needs.
I appreciate it.
I can help you get rid of those bad apples, too.
Bad apples?
Benedict.
Right, of course. Yeah.
Kieran.
Well, for the right price, I suppose.
Woody.
Excuse me?
Well, come on, he's not a good apple now, is he, Patrick?
And what are you then, Nick? A fucking Granny Smith?
Hey, I'm just pointing out he's tainted. He's rotten to the core.
So are you. What, you're a hypocrite that hates hypocrites?
I'm not a rotten apple. I'm that poisoned apple that killed Snow White.
It didn't kill Snow White.
Yes, it did.
No, it fucking didn't. What sort of fairy tale would that be? Here, kids, this is what happens when you eat fruit. Dead. The end.
What happened then?
She seems dead, but wakes up after true love's first kiss.
Oh, right. Which one kisses her?
What?
Which one of the dwarfs kisses her?
None of them. It was a handsome prince.
Oh, right.
Did you have a childhood?
It was all football. I'm more Jim White than I am Snow White.
I see. Well, look, back to your point. Benedict is a dead man walking. I just need to dot the I's and cross the T's. Well, right now I need to cross the river T's, but this train won't fucking move.
Something to think about, pal.
Nick, I'm not your pal. And if you suggest that I lose one of the best sporting directors in the league to satisfy your ambitions again, I will leave you in Newcastle and feed you alive to the man in the sports direct tower, all right?
Just want anything from the trolley, lads. I think given the surroundings of this game, and you've had crowd trouble at the train station last night, you've had crowd trouble again in the town from Ashwood City fans, and once again today, as you've seen in the stands, more crowd trouble, and it doesn't bode well for this FA investigation. Newcastle keeping hold of possession here as we come towards the final few seconds of the game. Kennedy just looking to take it down the line, and Kennedy just gone down there like he's been assassinated. I apologise, actually, that was unfortunate wording there, not what I intended. I, of course, did not mean to draw any comparisons to the late President of the United States, John Kennedy, JFK. Shot and killed, of course, in front of his wife, which is no good at all. His brother, of course, 5 years later, suffered the same fate. Presidential nominee Robert Kennedy, also shot and killed. Full-time here, 0-0, nothing to separate the two sides. A decent point for the visitors. The crowd trouble really is overshadowing the whole occasion, but they'll be looking to take this forward as they've got Manchester United at home next week, and that's not going to be an easy fixture. And Manchester United, of course, hitting that late winner, Marcus Rashford, at the Vitality. Moving on, we've got more sport coming up.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Follow the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. This show is part of the Radio Stikhanov Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.